One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Welcome back to the Smoshcast. I'm here with my co-host, Amanda.
And I'm here with my co-host, Shane.
Thank you, Amanda. And our guest today, I'm pretty stoked about it. He's a cool guy. Damien Haas.
Yeah.
Wow. It's really great to be here, you guys. Thank you.
You're so welcome. There was a long list of people who wanted to be here, and we bumped you up to the top.
And yeah. They all somehow got food poisoning. We don't know how. They'll never catch him.
What did you do?
Oh, well, I spit.
Okay.
Great.
This is perfect because this episode is a little spooky.
Uh-oh.
It's a little spooky. So, Damien, I would say out of everyone on Smosh, you're probably the spookiest person.
Thank you.
I feel like that fits.
Yeah, you're like a ghoul.
Accurate. Thank you. I like that.
In the best
I appreciate
way possible.
That.
You're a little bit like
we're a little bit like, ooh, here comes Damien. I'm so interested in him, but also
thank you.
Ghoul.
I feel seen right now. I haven't been getting a lot of sleep, so the bags under the eyes, the like sunken skeletal features, like that definitely plays into it.
No, your skin still looks great.
Thank you.
You're
I do moisturize, and I just started a new eye cream.
I know you told me.
Shane, please give us a moment. Yeah, so I'm using the avocado extract. It's really helpful.
Gorgeous,
so,
thank you. Absolutely
appreciate
gorgeous.
You. What are you guys talking about?
Good night.
Good night. So with it being spooky, I've got some fun topics for us to talk about. I also pulled a bunch of bad two-sentence horrors, which are...
I love those.
Damien and I, we're huge fans of it. Amanda, I don't know if
I'm a newbie to that. Like, okay. I don't think I've ever known about two-sentence horrors, but I do love horror movies and everything that is horror.
Okay.
I don't like gore, though.
Okay, that's fair. But you're gonna love... bad two-sentence horror. It is the best.
So excited.
Do you know, are you familiar with like good two-sentence horror and like how it started?
I've got some, don't worry. Okay, I got a whole plan for it. And then,
hey man, I'm a guest. Why don't you drive? I'm a passenger princess today.
And then, towards the end, I would love for us to create some of the worst, stupidest demons on the planet.
Ooh.
Maybe some that we already know of. I don't know. You know, to start off, Damien, the reason I picked the spooky stuff is obviously you're a spooky person in a fun way.
Thanks. It is fun spooky. I have a board game area in my living space, but when it's not being actively used by people, I do have like Halloween skeletons sitting at the table because that's like fun. That's
exactly.
Not like actual spooky.
That's why I said ghoul, because to me, ghouls are a blast.
Yeah, ghouls are
really?
Are cool. There are some, there's like a hierarchy of what monsters are cool and which are lame. I think skeletons, number one.
Top.
Skeletons party.
Really?
Skeletons totally party. Mm-hmm.
That's interesting to me.
Skeletons, I think, are the most rad.
Agreed.
I actually think vampires not as cool nowadays.
Really?
They got overplayed. They got overused. Now skeletons in.
Wow. Skeleton is in. You like? They have such a great sense of humor.
They're so
They've got
funny.
A funny bone.
Hey.
I'm not good at that.
I do agree about ghouls though. They're up there too.
But why? Let me ask you this. You know, ghouls have to consume human flesh. Vampires have to consume blood. Why are vampires not so cool, but ghouls are awesome to you?
I forgot that we're talking to our spooky friend, so he knows
spooky.
All the lore.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Behind all this, I didn't know that about ghouls.
Well, no, because I didn't know that either. But my neighbor is a ghoul.
What?
Okay, worst demon ever.
My neighbor is a ghoul.
I sleep in a coffin. Do you want to go back to my place? It's the graveyard.
Wait a second. Ghouls eat human flesh?
That's what a ghoul is, yeah. Oh, so you thought they were awesome and you didn't
I
even know the main
just,
the
like,
whole thing.
Drank I thought martinis they... and had big top hats and they were like kind of
well, now
like...
you're talking about vampires.
See, in my mind, skeletons do cocaine.
Oh.
I'm not kidding.
Wait, oh, that's why they don't have the nose.
They're just there.
It ate away.
So we can consume more cocaine.
Yeah.
I love cocaine.
Just in one big like whomp. Like just they don't even need the rolled up dollar bill. They're
no,
just using like
all.
A toilet paper roll to like thunk, just right in that triangle.
I never imagined and I feel like there's not any horror movies about skeletons really. Like not like, oh, that skeleton's coming to kill you. They're always just kind of played as like a bit part in like the background. And it's usually a cartoon. And they're always playing dancing.
They're playing xylophones on their own time.
They're just there to have a good time. They're the type of person who's like...
Hold on. Okay. Keep this in.
Speaking of spooky.
Before we started, I hope you're hearing this. Before we started, there was some crazy stuff happening. And then there's like weird water drainage stuff. It was actually very spooky sounding. And then that just sounded spooky.
It sounded like someone was like,
girls are spooky.
Wait, can we make this a 2-sentence horror story? Because I have a
thought. Yes.
It's like the podcast was interrupted by the sound of pipes and screams from the second story. It was scary because they were filming in their one-story ranch home.
Oh. Is that 2 sentences?
Is that 2 sentences? I think that's 2 sentences. Yeah.
That was 2 sentences.
They were
great.
Just long sentences. I used compound sentences.
That was good.
I passed English. It's
I loved it.
Thank you. You're great.
You're great. Bye, Shane.
See ya. Damien, something fascinating about you is that I think things that scare most people, you love. And I'm thinking about clowns.
Yeah.
You fucking love clowns so much. Have you told Amanda the story about the clown in the attic?
Oh, yeah, the clown in the attic.
We're starting off good here.
I'm not prepared.
I will say before that real quick, I don't know what it is, but I always liked spooky stuff and didn't have an issue with it. Like, the first thing I ever asked my mom to teach me how to draw was a skeleton. I just, had a big old sheet of paper. I'm like, you teach me how to draw a skeleton? So, I like that kind of stuff. But, okay, so back in my home in Georgia, I was, a kid. I was home alone. And I forget what I needed or why I went up there, but, it was a 2-story home and then an attic. So I go over to the attic. It's a really creaky ladder situation, and you can't turn on the light until you, walk in the dark for a minute and, hit the little pull string. So I do that, and in the corner, I start to hear this, tinkly little, almost like music box music. And there is this porcelain clown doll, and its head is moving. It's not rotating. It's if you were to try to stretch out your neck for anybody at home who's listening to this on audio, it was just leaning its head to the left and the right and back and all that stuff while playing that music. And I see it and I'm like, oh, poor little guy stuck up here in the attic. And I bring it down to my room.
What?
Yeah, and I just kept it in my room for the rest of my teenage years staying there. And it's so sweet. And apparently, obviously that would have scared a lot of people because clowns and it's playing music. But apparently it was given to my sister as a terrible Valentine's Day gift by a crappy ex-boyfriend or whatever.
And she just put it up in the attic.
But that's not scary to me because I'm just poor little thing.
Poor little thing? Yeah, it was fucking cracking its neck by itself in the attic in your home.
Well, it was a wind-up doll, and it was meant to do that, and it was all by itself playing music to keep sane.
Who wound him up?
That's the thing, Amanda. A little something, maybe you heard it called the Lord?
Yeah.
The light of Christ?
Find the Christian God.
That clown would have been in the trash, not in my house, in someone else's house.
Tell you what.
Tell me.
If a clown ghost starts to haunt somebody, who do you think they're going after? The one that showed it respect and brought it to a nice warm room, or the one who chucked it in a dumpster?
Good point.
Just saying.
Damien, I think I'm haunted anyway, so whatever.
I like you finding the clown and being like, wow, look what Jesus does. And the demon in the corner being like, oh, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
Oh, fuck! I found the spookiest kid!
Do you know how hard it is for me to wind that toy up as a demon? It's really hard.
Oh, goodness.
Pissed.
Oh, God, I love that.
Yep. Is there anything... Because I feel like legitimately scary things like that don't scare you.
Yeah.
But I feel like stupid things scare you. I get scared by stupid stuff.
What do you mean by stupid?
I'll give you an example.
Yeah, please.
I was thinking about this today. So for one, paperwork scares the shit out of me. Because every time I handle paperwork, I think I'm going to get sued or I'm going to end up in jail. Any kind of paperwork. But here's a really stupid one. This is a super irrational thing. And it's not even social anxiety. It taps into something dumber, I think. Mm-hmm. Whenever I'm in a public space and I get into an elevator... And there's someone just far enough that you shouldn't hold the door open for them. They're too awkwardly far away.
Oh, God, yeah.
But it becomes this thing in my head where I'm suddenly pressing the button and I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And like, I'm like, I'm just like, please shut, please shut, please, please shut. And as soon as it shuts and I'm good, I'm like, woo! Oh my God, that was close. And I'm like, for what? Like, and because whenever they do make it and they get in, I'm just like, hey, how's it going, man? How's it going? But I don't know what it is.
I couldn't agree. I actually could not agree more. I think that I also have social anxiety. Like, when there's someone coming to the elevator, you're like, I just hit door closed. Because I get so terrified of having those really, like, I think I'm terrified of small talk.
Small talk.
I think that's what it is. It's like, hey, floor two. Yep. Mm. And then the silence is the worst. And then you're like, are they going to continue or do I have to continue?
That's so interesting.
It's terrifying.
Because I have, first of all, I know you prefaced your story where you're like, it's not even a social anxiety situation. It is. That's exactly what that is.
It is.
That's what that is.
But I feel like it also becomes a little bit of a game, too, in my head.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, are they going to make it?
Run from the monster.
I don't know. But I do have social anxiety. Sure. I'm not denying that. But it also feels just like dumber.
I just want to be like, you know, as a friend, you're like, it's not social anxiety. I don't know what it is. And then you described social anxiety. So I was like, well, I actually have great news for you. But the thing is, I have social anxiety too, but for whatever reason, small talk on an elevator, love it.
Really?
Couldn't love it more. I was in an elevator the other day with an old lady and she legitimately started talking about the weather. And I really like to like, I don't consciously do this, but like I mirror people. And so like I try to pick up, not even again intentionally, but like I pick up their vibe.
I knew it.
And so like, you knew what?
So this old woman was talking to me, and I turned around and I go, yes, it's nice to talk to you.
Grandson's coming in today, and I'm going to cook pap roast. She's like, me too, young boy.
And her head is about to pop off her neck.
Like a clown. Turns out she's a ghoul.
Yes, and now we're full circle. No, but like, if she's like an old lady, and her vibe is like, talking about the weather, then I also want to have a very gentle but very like direct opinion on the weather. So she'll be like, ah, oh, this rain has been wild. And I'm like, I know, but we needed it, huh? And like, and that's what people who talk about the weather always say, but we needed it, huh? Like that's the proper response. How are you? Good, how are you? How about this weather? Yeah, but we needed it, huh? Like it's, you just play the social game for a minute and then they walk away being like, what a nice interaction. And you go, idiots. I wasn't even there mentally.
See, I'm afraid, I guess I'm okay with that, but I'm afraid of the continuing. I'm like, what am I going to end up promising them that I'm going to have to do? That's my biggest thing is like, if I'm getting a bottle of wine, they're like, you need any help? My normal thought is like, nope. But sometimes I'll be like, okay, Amanda, open the door. So I'll be like, yeah, I need a little help. And then, you know, you pay and then you're still there and they're still in the conversation. You're like, am I going to have to invite this person over? Like, is that what is needed of me? That's my own fear. Yeah.
Do you mind if I ask? This might be a little personal, and if this is not the vibe for the podcast, let me know. But would you consider yourself a people pleaser? Like, do you have a hard time saying no to things?
Yes, big time. It's something I'm definitely working on. Like, I'm like, I need to stop promising that I will watch that person's, you know, I don't know, dog or pets for like 2 months. Sure. Although I do love watching dogs. See, that's the issue.
That's
I'm a
people
pleaser, but I love people, and I love dogs.
But you need to love yourself.
Oh, honey.
It's about the balance, though, right? Because, like, I'm a recovering people pleaser, and I love being polite. I love having great connections with people. But, like, as soon as that becomes less convenient to you for a stranger, you stop. Like, I answer the phone today on my way over to work, and it was just like, hi, is this Damien? I'm like, who may I ask is calling? They're like, this is Bill, whatever, for the Coalition of Police, and I immediately hung up. I wasn't like, oh, I'm busy on my way to work, and I'm so sorry, I can't, because they're going to have a script that they have to, I was just like, beep, and then I blocked the number, and then never again, and you're good.
You're done.
Does anything scare you, Damien Haas?
Yeah.
Does anything stupid scare you?
Yes.
Like, there's real things that we're all scared of.
Yes.
What's something stupid?
The darkness in my own mind.
No.
Because
it doesn't
really
seem like social stuff really scares you.
Social stuff does, but it's I'm, you know, I've been in therapy and like working past that actively. But I think the thing that is the biggest fear for me, anxiety-wise, is being misunderstood. Like if someone is frustrated because they misunderstood something that you did, or like if I make a mistake. And it's clear that I made a mistake. I have no problem owning whatever consequences come from it. I can apologize, and if people need space or they don't want to be a friend anymore, it's like, that sucks, but I understand it. But when someone doesn't get your meaning or intention, like if I send a message and I'm like, oh, I think they might have misinterpreted it that way, like what if they're mad at me? That sucks, and those are the thoughts that stick with me that I really have to put to bed and like let go of control.
Right.
Text messages are definitely a scary thing. Yeah.
Text messages are scary. Also, group texts are can be very scary. If you are put on a group text where you're like, oh, my.
Yep.
And you don't know half the numbers, and it's like, you don't remember, and they're trying to organize something, and you're like, and then when they all send GIFs, how do you fucking say it? When they all send GIFs and GIFs, and it just keeps going, and you can't get off?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never talked about this before. I got added into a group, like on Twitter messages, I got added to a group chat thing on private messages and Twitter of a bunch of really funny accounts, like that I was a huge fan of.
You told me about this one.
And I was like, holy crap, I think all of these accounts are so funny. They're all just kind of talking the shit, and like sometimes they would pitch tweets and I'd be like, oh man, it's so funny. But I never said anything, so I was just like, oh, this is a lot of pressure. I eventually had a dumb tweet. I'm not even going to say because it was just so stupid. But it was one of those memes where it was like the hands shaking kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And you have the emoji of the hands shaking, and you have these two things. And I typed it all out, this tweet that I was thinking of. I posted it there. And then the formatting just fell apart. And it looked bad. And I was like, God damn it.
Or no.
And they made fun of it a little bit. Nobody was like making fun of me. Like they're just laughing at everything. They're gonna continue like they yes anded it essentially. It was okay, if I remember correctly, it was
here we go.
Me on Tinder, the monkey from Indiana Jones, bad dates. And it came out to look like Tinder the monkey
for me. First of all, you didn't need bad formatting. That was bad.
Oh, God. What?
Wow.
I don't know. I was under a lot of
pressure.
He opened
up to us, Amanda.
And you're like, yeah, guys, I love this group. And everyone's like, oh, no.
And then they kicked me out. No, eventually it just kind of disbanded. But
this is when you tried to finally dance in front of the popular kids at prom. You're like, this is my moment.
I was just like,
did you tell them?
What?
You're like, hey, guys, the format,
I don't know.
Let me resend it. And then you resend it. It's the same format.
It's worse. It felt like
Bumble, a chimp. And we're like, how did that even happen?
You can't even write those words. It felt like an I think you should leave sketch. I'm just like, I don't, what happened? The words are so weird.
I didn't send that. I didn't send that.
Oh my God.
Okay.
So anything scare me? Deep ocean.
Yeah, you do have thalassophobia.
I wouldn't say it's.
But that's not an irrational fear. The deep ocean's really scary.
It's terrifying.
I think deep ocean is terrifying whenever like we find something that like all the rules that you've been taught about life in just existing on the earth. You're like, that's not supposed to be a thing. Where they're like, they've got those jellyfish with a like 8 foot. Or like 12 foot long tentacles that just dangle down and pitch darkness.
Oh, there's ones that's longer.
Yeah, like the Meg.
Yeah, like the Meg.
The Meg is like a real thing. The Megalodon.
Shut up, Meg.
Big
up,
time. Meg. I'm Meg, and I'm gonna eat your ship.
What?
That's what the Meg
that's
sounds
your
like.
Meg Peter impression? Trying
to that's sound? That's my the Meg impression.
Oh, the Meg. The movie.
The Meg, the movie.
Not Meg.
No.
Not Meg Griffin.
No, Megalodon. Like, I feel like if Megalodon talked to a big, I'm Meg, and I'm going to eat your ship.
That makes it less scary.
Oh, because they've got the crimped, right, like, nasal passages.
Yeah.
Because their mouths are so big.
Or it could be like a, I'm Meg, and I'm about to eat your ship.
Yeah.
She's a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
She's a powerful lady.
She's a powerful lady.
It's in the fish world, everything is, you know, very interesting when it comes to, you know, reproduction. So, like, the female Meg might be colossal and the male Meg might be like a turtle.
And you just don't know it.
And he just docks for like a minute.
It just docks and they hook up and she just destroys it. Come in, little turtle.
That is a real thing. It's,
for the anglerfish or football
anglerfish. The male anglerfish just kind of attach to the woman's body, and they dissolve and just kind of like become part of the woman.
He becomes
body.
Like a living set of gonads on her body, and so she just then has both parts.
She literally takes his nuts.
So like, needy. Yeah.
It's awesome. Okay. So we've gotten past our stupid fears.
Okay.
Let's get into two-sentence horror.
Yes.
This stuff is so much fun. I've been looking forward to this. So I pulled some legitimate two-sentence horrors.
I love these.
For those watching, for Amanda, let me refresh. Two-sentence horror is a subreddit where people can submit a two-sentence horror story, but it has to be two sentences. No less, no more. And a lot of them are genuinely very good. So I'm going to read a couple that I've pulled. These are some of the, like,
these
best.
Are the good ones.
These are some of the best of all time.
Got
like,
it.
These are solid ones.
No creature in these?
Oh, just you
we'll
wait.
Get to the creature later. Okay.
My sister says that mommy killed her. Mommy says that I don't have a sister.
Ooh, just got chills.
Oh. A24, pick that shit up.
They did. It's called the Vavitch. They made it.
Here's our next one. I wake up and everything feels wrong. It's too quiet outside. I look out the window and see everyone standing still, looking at my house.
I would argue, what's the punctuation on that one?
So that's, you've got a semicolon. You got a semicolon on one of those things.
Okay.
That feels like three.
It was two, but it was one of the sentences. I wake up and everything feels wrong, semicolon. It's too quiet outside.
That's fair.
It is. Some of them stretch it.
Okay.
Semicolon is in two sentence horror stories. The like equivalent of, well, there's no rule saying a dog can't play basketball. Like it's the Air Bud of two sentence horror. Like, okay, maybe. Sure.
The doctors told the amputee he might experience a phantom limb from time to time. Nobody prepared him for the moments, though, when he felt cold fingers brush across his phantom hand. Solid.
Here's what? That reminds me of that old, like, scary story that I read when I was a kid called The Golden Arm. Guys ever heard of it?
No.
My golden arm. You guys ever heard of that?
Is it in the same structure as, like, Telepole? Does anyone know Telepole? What's the
golden
arm? No,
it was like a book of scary stories, and it was actually pretty dark. Like, this guy, this husband, murdered his, or cut off his wife's golden arm to get money from it.
Wait,
and then
this
he
was on like a,
this was a Quibi thing.
This was a Quibi thing.
They made it a Quibi.
They made it like a.
Well,
this,
it was a thing that I grew up book, reading though, when I was
first.
Little.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a book, and then they buried the golden arm, and the golden arm haunted him throughout his days, being like, "Where or you have my golden arm?" Something like that. I have to find it.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, Quibi.
Yeah, Quibi. It was the failed thing. Like social platform.
Yes, I remember Quibi. So they put on a
they
show.
They tried to put on the golden arm. I'm pretty
dude,
sure.
Dude, it was a great book.
And now they're haunted.
I gotta
that's
find
why
it.
That's why.
Did y'all ever read Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark?
Oh, duh.
Yeah.
I would check that out from the library every year. And
every year on what date?
It just like a couple times a year.
Oh, okay.
But like obviously more toward Halloween, but like sometimes in the summer too. And I ended up finding a used copy at a store recently, and I bought it, and it was a little overpriced, and you can still get them new online, but I was like, no, this copy is old. This scared kids just like me. I want this one. It's got screams in it.
And then I read it, and I didn't remember any of these stories.
I don't know who I am.
And now I'm a father.
And then I realized it was actually just a copy of the treehouse, the traveling, I don't know, fuck.
Heathcliff.
Wuthering Heights. Oh, God, I got Wuthering Heights.
Oh, shit, it's a compilation of Family Circus. Okay, I have one last good scary story.
Love it.
And then we'll move on to the really good stuff.
Okay.
I woke up to hearing knocking on glass. At first, I thought it was the window until I heard it come from the mirror again.
Ooh.
So good. I love that.
I love that one.
I love that weird shit. Okay.
My favorite one that's actually good is very similar. It's the... I don't want to screw up the formatting. So in my telling, it might be more than two seconds.
Sure.
My best. It's something like, come down here for a minute, won't you, sweetie? Screamed my mother from downstairs. As I walked toward the banister, I heard her call from the room next to me, don't go downstairs. I heard it too.
Yeah. And that's, I'm like, that's probably the most famous one.
Did you just
I
that?
Love
so
that.
Good.
How have
so
I not known about two sentence horrors?
It's great.
So good.
You don't text me.
But now
this is all we would talk about.
Me.
This is what Damien does. This is all he does. So now we're getting into the good
spooky
shit.
Spooky friend.
This is the good stuff.
Okay.
Are you ready?
The good, like, better than
the
that? Stuff.
These are the best two sentences.
I will say, I was just on a kick where I would watch a horror movie every week, so I'm in the mode. I got out of it when Tears of the Kingdom was released, but
sure.
I was watching one every week.
And I don't think I knew, Amanda, that you love horror movies, too.
Love them, but I'm deeply scared. Like, I watched The Boogeyman, and I still have to sleep with a nightlight now.
Oh,
that's right.
So I go through the motions. My sister's like, why do you torture yourself? And I'm like, but I love horror. Like, I love the feeling because I think horror just is really like talking about real shit. It's our deep psychological fears.
Yes.
And in order to face your fears, you gotta watch horror.
I also think it is the genre of fantasy set in our world. Because in the same way that fantasy has the freedom to do anything, there can be any kind of creature, any kind of circumstance, whatever, it has to be rooted in reality to really scare you in some capacity. So it's a really cool merging of ideas. Anyway.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
Here we go.
Okay.
You ready for like...
The best?
The best? Stop world hunger, I asked the genie. I should have remembered scorpions and ants are included.
Wait, I thought you said these were the best.
These are the best ones.
Wait.
Oh my God.
Stop world hunger, he asked the genie, and he did, but it also included ants and scorpions and all the predators of the world.
Right.
And everything doesn't have world hunger.
Everybody else.
And everybody else.
Everybody else.
That one.
Okay, I've got a better one.
But my question, are we going to dive into these
we
at all?
We can dive into them if we want.
My question is, why scorpions? Because if I'm thinking about, like, I don't want to get eaten by a thing. Ants, terrible. Wouldn't want that at all. Scorpions, they don't bite you. You're worried about getting pinched. You're worried about getting stung by the tail. They're not going to eat you.
Right.
Like, that was, you know
we're
what?
Try.
Zero like out of ten.
The Scorpion King, you know? He just ruled over Egypt for a while.
Dwayne Johnson.
Played by The Rock.
His jaw.
Here's our next one. I promised the devil every one of my future children in exchange for eternal youth. He started sucking and never stopped.
Wait. What?
Wait, are you saying...
Wait, say that again?
Okay. I promised the devil every one of my future children in exchange for eternal youth. He started sucking and never stopped.
Now, hold on for a minute here. Are we saying that
I kind of don't get
the devil has taken her eggs, them being potential future children, and he just...
I think we're talking about a dude
Dick.
Made a promise to Satan, and he's like, I promise you every one of my future children in exchange for eternal youth. And so Satan's like, okay.
All right, I'll suck your dick, and you'll be eternally youthful. Right?
Now,
that's...
Wait, how does that give him children all the time?
Because it's just cummies. I guess.
But wait, so Satan takes the cum and then creates a baby?
Yeah, they're future children, theoretically.
They're technically his future children.
Oh my God, I got it.
Yeah, wow. That one took some work.
That's fascinating.
Question, is the devil a baddie in this situation?
Maybe. It's saying. Two sentences. That's all we get.
Is it fucked up that story is like a bit of a turn on?
We can for sure unpack that whenever you want.
Yeah.
Why is that a turn on? I don't know.
I wonder if that's actually a happy story for the rest of the world because now Satan's busy. sorry, Satan can't talk right now. He's busy. What's he doing? Don't worry about it.
There are nine levels of hell and 9,000 levels of gluck gluck.
Okay.
Amanda, you're not alone. That's a
like,
thing for a lot of people.
Why is that a turn on?
Not for
Jesus
me,
Christ.
But, you know, because I'm normal. But, like, there's a lot of people.
I'm a loser. I already talked about this. I am a loser.
No, it's fine.
In the best way possible.
Okay, this next one's a little easier to understand.
Okay, great.
There was ghost.
There's the ghost.
Explain a dick joke to me, okay?
LeBron James will never hurt me, I whispered repeatedly in a dark bedroom. You're right, he won't. Said Michael Jordan behind me with a baseball bat. Brendan over there just lost it.
Guys, I think I'm like a fucking idiot.
No, because here's the thing, Amanda. We're basically introducing you to a new genre of thing and then asking you to watch a parody in the same moment.
Wait. Like,
this is the most brand new thing you've ever heard in your life.
I don't understand it.
It's a sentence you've never heard in your life. It's okay.
It's so stupid. I will say this though. I think this one has a positive ending because I don't think Michael Jordan is about to beat them with a bat. I think Michael Jordan is there to protect them from LeBron. He's like, you're right. LeBron will never hurt you. And then he's like, batter up because he's got a baseball career.
Or is it talking about Michael Jackson's failed baseball career?
Who's that?
Michael Jordan's failed baseball
career. Wow. You know what happens? Michael Jackson was a baseball player and a singer.
I'm known
as and it's out of the park.
It's like,
beat it.
Sir, nope. Nope. Was going to make a terrible joke.
All
right. So
you saw it. You
I can't wait to get these.
Okay, so the next one, you might get this.
They're
one.
Just supposed to be bad now. It's a parody of the
these
new are, thing
these
we just
were
introduced
reading
you
bad
to.
Sorry, okay, I framed these as being the best.
No, I understand that, but I still like go. Just keep going.
Okay,
here we go.
Maybe okay. This one's great.
Okay.
I was so happy we were going to finally watch the Mario movie. That's when I noticed we were going into the Wario movie.
Okay, I understand that one.
So now do you basically get the level of, can we curse?
Just
yeah.
Shitty that's supposed to be?
So shitty.
There we go.
So shitty.
That one, some of them are clearly.
But the devil one
so,
wasn't
so
shitty.
So some of them are clearly a joke, right? These are clearly people just fucking around. There right. are some, and I want you to spot them. They're the best ones are the ones where you're like, that guy was trying to be scary
yeah.
when he wrote that. And it is so bad that it's so funny.
The Wario one is funny.
That's the thing, though, because the internet gave us access to every type of person, every age, every everything, to put themselves out there in the form of art. So whereas before, like with your other 11-year-old friends, you're going to be like, and there was also a ghost and he had a hook. Everyone's going to be like, well, that's so scary. Like, I wasn't scared. Now you put that on the internet and we can't see who's writing the story.
Right.
And we get to look at that and be like,
it's just a grown ass woman. Like, yeah.
I am
Marge.
I am certain this next one, they were trying to be scary.
Okay.
Okay.
I am certain.
Okay.
The man kept hearing noises in his walls, but felt safe when he found some dead mice. He never paused to think about how or what killed the mice.
What?
Oh my God.
God.
But what killed,
what
the,
killed
mice?
The mice? Mice died, dude.
They fucking died.
They fucking died.
They will die for no reason in your wall. I remember back home in the same place where I found the non-haunted clown doll,
sure.
Full circle.
No, but a demon killed those mice.
Yes. there, we knew that there was like a weird smell coming from the vents, and my dad ended up finding like where the mice probably were. So when he cut open the wall, like an entire like wall worth of dead mice just flopped on
him. Stop now.
Well, that's the end of the story. I have to. We finished the whole thing.
Nothing else.
They didn't
happened.
Get back up and start dancing.
They were like, David,
hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Like, out of five, six,
you
seven.
You found
eight.
Us. Find our murderer. Find our murderer.
We are actually dead. We are ghosts that you can see.
Is it bad that my.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one of a kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind the scenes secrets. It's going to be a must see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets. It's now at kosai.org.
Brain went, da-da! And it was like, they're like, you found a Korok seed. Like,
also, your house was fucked up and
that's
haunted.
My
house.
Childhood was fucked up, Amanda. Let's get into it.
All okay. Right. See, that's the best part about horrors is that it's like, is it the house that's fucked up or is it your mind that's fucked up?
It was the mind because of the circumstances.
All right, let's dig into that.
Let's talk about that. Oh, okay.
I'm just like weeping as soon as you get back from the intro.
We're like, can we get him out of
can we
here?
We get the water.
Never felt safe. And
we can cut all that part.
We don't have to.
Just kidding.
No, keep it in.
Laugh at my pain.
Pain.
You'll never know the darkness that hides beneath this laughter.
Also, that voice is pretty hot.
Thanks.
Hey,
I guess Shane's still here.
Whoa, which one?
Hey, guys.
Sorry, Shane, what kind of eye cream do you use?
I use Kiehl's.
Do you actually?
Yeah.
Me too.
I actually don't use an eye cream. I just use...
yeah, we know.
Yeah.
I just use moisturizer.
You know what? I went... I don't know how off topic we're supposed to get here.
I mean, we can do whatever.
His hand is on the iPad.
We're talking about moisturizer now.
Yeah, but I have...
How spooky.
The weird brain. I went to, and this is just a little PSA for anybody out there, I went to a beauty supply store the other day to get, like, an eye cream, and I found that, like, Kiehl's had one, which was nice, and then they had, like, one in black that it was, like, Kiehl's for men, and it was, I was, like, okay, and I was, like, wait a minute, and I asked the person working there, I'm, like, hi, these look about the same, just with a couple different ingredients.
And she's like, yeah.
Which one's actually better? And
yeah,
she's like,
totally.
Oh, the other one.
Yeah, totally.
And I was like,
yeah.
Okay. Because, anytime you go and it's like, this is man cream for men, I'm like, y'all, we have the same eyes. You can just buy the better version of the thing.
Those beauty supply people literally don't know what the fuck they're talking about. I'm sorry.
This one did.
They're like, literally, oh my God, my husband has that. And his eyes like glow. It's the craziest thing. Like he woke up and his eyes are like glowing.
She was a baddie. Okay. She definitely knew what she was doing at that beauty store.
But don't worry, LeBron James cannot hurt you. Because Michael Jordan just clocked in.
Thank you for listening. We can cut all that.
No, I'll keep it. Okay. Oh, by the way, quick pause here. We just started doing Dungeons & Dragons. Sword AF. Mm-hmm. Damien's the DM. Amanda and I are in it.
Oh, my God.
Dude, it's so much fun.
It is.
So fun.
First of all, I am so stoked and proud of the cast. Stoked for and proud of the cast. This has been something I've been sort of tasked with working on for months and months and months and months and months. And I've never put so much effort into one project at Smosh. In fact, I rarely ever try with anything.
That's not
And I like learned how to DM and I like met with DM friends and like asked. And for those of you that don't know, it's Dungeon Master. It's the person running the game. And if you are not familiar with D&D, if you're like, ah, that's not my cup of tea, let me just tell you this. It is all just us doing improv as characters. The actual like D&D aspects, quote unquote, are so minor. We're just telling a story together.
Just having a blast.
We're literally just telling a story in characters and we're creating our world and we're just playing together.
We were laughing our asses
off. Oh my God, I had so much fun. And again, my best friend from home who was like, you're kind of a loser in the best way possible is you missed that episode.
I did.
But I was like, I think D&D is like my like greatest joy right now because
so
I'm just fun. Like
makes me so,
I love
trolls.
It yeah. so
you're
much.
So good
here let's talk about our characters once towards the end of this episode
okay.
So
yeah,
stick
yeah,
around we'll talk we'll go more into our characters
yeah, let's do it
let's get back
so
into
cool.
these 2 seconds
okay
horrors.
Let's do it
yeah let's do it
okay
let's use Keels no I'm kidding sorry
I sat in the packed theater with my snacks in hand ready to enjoy the Cars 2 screening however my excitement was short-lived when a fellow audience member loudly acknowledged that I had spilled the beans I was eating upon myself, and they were the beans of an evil variety.
What are we talking about? What are we talking about?
They were
about?
The beans of an evil variety, Amanda.
But like,
evil beans.
Did he spill the beans like he told, he spoiled
he,
something?
No, he spilled beans no, upon himself. Just... He spilled the beans, he made sure to really detail it in
I
one
can't.
Sentence. I had spilled the beans I was eating upon myself, and they were the beans of an evil variety.
No.
He took, like, key words, like, upon. Like, I'm just like, stop
no,
it
this
now.
This guy's great.
You know what? I will say that. They are trying too hard to be funny. They're like, I'm going to be random. So random. And that's been done.
That has been done. But that was good. All right. Here's the next one. What a noob, I said in my heart, to thing that wear my wife face sloppily. But I know better than points it up to the thing can rip off face like that.
What is happening?
That's my favorite
okay,
one. I
yep,
came across that, I'm like,
me.
On purpose or not, that might be someone who's just absolutely drunk. Or or it's the funniest shit.
You know autocorrect did their best.
Yeah, they did
sure
that,
that
in the car
happen.
On the way home. They were like, gotta write this 2 sentences.
Oh, that's, dude.
Yep.
Oh my God, I'm now thinking about autocorrect, like as an office, like a businessman.
Yes.
Like your lawyer trying to like type up something while you're drunk saying
yeah,
some shit.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, yeah. Hold on. What is that? Is that,
what
is
that?
Think? Is that thing?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll run with think.
Oh my God, that's so bizarre.
That reminds me of the like Garfield, like of in out the hot food when cold, you know? That
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if you heard.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Garfield lore.
Mm-hmm.
I can't not think of you as John now, by the way. I think of John and I think of you.
Yep.
Oh my lover and I!
We're going to an Italian restaurant.
I just think of Cat in the Hat.
Oh my God.
Moving on.
People think I look like Cat in the Hat.
In what? The book? The Mike Myers?
I see it.
A real
I
person
see
said
it.
I look like Cat in the Hat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just think. Just
it's, so
it's going to pop up at 2 a.m. You're gonna be like, oh my God, she's Cat
she
in the
looks
Hat.
Like Cat in the Hat.
Okay, next one.
Okay. I love this one so much. I hugged my sister at the airport, ready to say goodbye. 9/11.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
It's just like, that's it.
Here's
the thing. We are in a very weird pocket right now where 9/11 jokes have just come back full force and everyone's like, yeah. And I feel like in 1 month, everyone's going to once again be like, Uh-oh.
I don't think we even can.
I agree.
It's a two-sentence horror story. It's not, they're not trying to, maybe they're not trying to be funny.
No, I don't think they are trying to be funny, but it cuts me to the core.
It's just direct to the source.
It's so direct.
Not a second sentence. They just said 9/11.
And she probably took 5 hours to write it, and then she was like, 9/11. Set.
Mm. What's that movie, like, Extremely Loud and Incredibly Loud, where, like, that is the twist
extremely
at the end?
Extremely Close, Incredibly Loud?
Yeah, where, like...
It's, what's Incredibly Loud and Extremely Loud?
I think that's about autism. I think that's about autism.
Wait, then which one is... Because there is
a... not about 9/11, I don't think.
Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close is about 9/11.
Oh, it is? But isn't it...
It's like the last 5 minutes.
It's Tom Hanks. It's I have not seen it, but
wait,
it's...
that is not Tom Hanks' movie, guys.
But which one are we thinking of? Because I know there's a movie where the last
guys,
5 minutes, it turns
close,
out to be the twist.
Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close is about 9/11.
But is Tom Hanks
in it? It's by the same author who wrote Everything is Illuminated, which I did read that book. But, yeah.
Read.
Tom Hanks is in that?
Yes. Yes.
But, yeah, it's I know there is a movie where the last 5 minutes, that is the twist, where it's like, oh, you're in
the
world.
You're thinking of the Patton, oh, fuck, what's his name? Edward. From
Edward Cullen.
What's Robert Pattinson?
Robert Pattinson.
A Robert Pattinson movie where the whole movie just is a movie, and then the last beat of the movie is, oh, he's on the plane and 9/11 happens. That's just the final twist of the movie.
That's so sad.
Yeah, that's there you go.
To me, 9/11's like untouchable. Like you just don't.
Next one. Nobody was worried when the murder clown invasion began at the beach. It's just one boat, they claimed. How bad could it be? It's a clown boat, so there's so many clowns getting out of the boat.
Oh my god.
Okay. Got it.
Thank you. Thank you. Well,
I just thought like it was, I mean, it's bad anyway, but like
how bad could it be?
I do like clowns. But if you call them murder clowns, that is a different subclass.
That is a different subclass of clowns.
They spec into murder.
They operate differently. Maybe they don't fit into boats as well. Here's our next one. How do you like your eggs? Deviled, said the evil man.
Okay, I love that.
That one's also a turn on.
I'm also so... That's the same demon sucking the guy's dick.
Yeah.
He came
yeah.
back and he's like, all right, I'm done with that.
For how much...
How do you like your eggs?
For how much... Oh, my God.
No.
For how much money... For how much money would you go to Denny's and they go, can I get the Grand Slam? For sure. How would you like your eggs? And for you to look them in the eyes and go... Devil. Just
the server goes, okay.
Just look, fine, dude, whatever.
Okay, sure.
What hour of day are we talking here?
Because we're talking 3 a.m.
like noon.
Okay, if it's noon, if it's noon, that's insane. If it's 3 a.m., that's not the worst thing they've heard in the past 15 minutes.
No.
Also, I can feel like a guy who's like meeting his new girlfriend's friends does that joke at brunch, and everyone's just like, oh my God, fucking kill me. And he's just like, deviled.
Yep. You know what the parents would call him if that happened? It's a term that's no longer used. They would call him a ham. They'd be like, he's such a ham.
Stop hamming it up.
He's such
I've been
a
called
ha-
a ham
this.
Before. I've been called a ham.
Oh,
it's always by someone's...
It's rough.
It's the equivalent of like an older person calling you an old soul when you're a kid, which is just you're saying, your kid is weird. They're like, he's such a ham.
Your kid's boring as hell. He's an old soul.
Yeah,
I got called an old soul a lot. I'm like, it's because I'm lame. I get it.
Wait, I thought old soul was cool.
No.
When an older person is calling you an old soul, it means just like, damn, your kid sucks. Your
They're
kid's
already
not
out
cool.
of serotonin.
Oh my God, I call my...
Your kid ran out of serotonin already.
I call my sister an old soul all the time.
Well you're insulting her.
But sometimes her jokes are a little like, what the fuck was that?
Exactly. All right, next one. To sustain my immortality, every 1,000 years, I must become a marble statue for 24 hours. It's been 23 hours since the maid came in to dust and accidentally broke off my penis.
Oh no! And the
Why?
Devil runs in, he's like,
the devil's in, like,
five second rule.
Oh, I want that.
I need to suck that dick.
I have to house that cock.
All right, we found our first.
The cock
I have to
devil.
House that
the cock devil.
I need to suck dick. Come on.
Jesus.
Still a turn on. I'm still like kind of turned on by that.
Holy but that's
okay. Of the devil busting into any room going, I gotta house that cock.
Do you know, are you familiar with Wattpad? Because I'm gonna.
No.
Okay, just do devil X reader X cock and you're gonna have a great time.
You will
time.
Find it. It's our thing.
Am I gonna get a virus on my computer?
No. All right, next one. That was a hard day of work, I uttered as I lay down. You're telling me, said the 7-foot gorilla standing at the foot of my bed.
What? I don't even know.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
I don't
There's
understand.
A gorilla at his bed.
And he's 7 feet.
A 7-foot
They're
tall.
They're not that big.
They're actually not that tall, but this one's gigantic.
So that's the thing, I think, because like if someone is having that long of a day that they go in and don't notice a 7-foot gorilla until they lay down, the real horror is how much they've had to work in order to support their family in this economy.
That's so true.
Because they are just out of it. That
the,
is the
real
part.
Horror there is the recession. Yeah,
no.
That's the real horror. Then the gorilla understands it. Moving on. Look, Mommy, I found a weird-looking Easter egg, my son said excitedly, racing over to me. My heart dropped into my stomach as I saw him remove the pin from the now live grenade.
Oh. Okay. Are you in a war zone house?
Like, I don't know.
Are you in a field?
Yeah.
I like to imagine this is just like Sacramento, just the suburbs.
To be honest, I feel like a grown-ass woman wrote that. She's like, Twilight series. If, watch me write this story.
I'm going to show you real horror.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you. I'm going to show all these women at this book club what real horror is. When my son was looking for Easter eggs and he found
a
live grenade.
I think I can punch this one up.
Yeah?
Yeah, punch it up.
Let's punch it up. All right. Mommy, mommy, look at this Easter egg I found, my son yelled excitedly as he ran to me holding something. My heart dropped in terror as I saw the weirdest Easter egg I've ever seen.
That's great.
What?
It's just a weird Easter
it's
egg.
It's even weirder.
Or I'm going to add to that. And then he opened it, and it was only a dollar, not $20 like I used to get. That killed.
So I pulled out a grenade.
That'll be 19 more dollars to buy my service, said the not-kill-you man.
The not-kill-you man.
And then the devil pops in. Is that a dick? Is that a dick?
And then a skeleton rolls it up to snort cocaine, and we're back.
And we're back, baby. Next one. The lake didn't have any fish in it.
Ew.
Because all of the fishes were walking on land.
First of all, the way you read this is so good. Because
I gotta include the typos.
It's so... Yeah, you have to include the typos. Mm-hmm. So that means fish are just walking on
fish.
Land.
That's actually terrifying. If you looked over, you saw a
scary.
Fish. Full fish anatomy. They'd have to walk sideways. Just
oh, I figured that they
out.
Had feet.
No.
Like, okay.
Just human legs, like little tiny human legs.
Now, what is a land fish? What's the closest we got?
There's mud skippers.
Yeah, like a mud skipper, like a skink.
But I'm thinking
a frog, like a frog.
Yeah, that's close. Amphibians.
Because they were tadpoles.
Amphibians, yeah.
And also, if you go back enough, we were fish.
Oh, this next one. That's true, what you just said. But this next one, very close to what you just said. Ah, finally. I'm all alone, I said to myself as I sat in my bedroom at midnight. Okay. No, you're not, said Knife Guy.
Oh, I love Knife Guy!
My God.
I know that one.
He is friends with the dick-sucking devil.
The dick-sucking devil and the knife guy.
The dick-sucking
devil,
dick, and then the knife guy's like, it's my time.
Let's start blasting through these, because there's some
Let's
others.
Do Let's do it.
I got home from the store and began unwrapping several packages of meat. One of the meat began moving.
I just don't like that. I feel like a bunch of like women, like bored ass ladies
you think
at home.
Women
yeah,
are
why is
writing
it, why is it
I see. I see like teenage dudes writing. These.
I don't know why, but I think women are writing this. They're like trying out for their book or something.
Okay.
Okay.
Self-published.
I was eating a cheeseburger, and then I realized something was off. That was when I realized my nuts were floating.
Wait, what?
Nuts were floating what? They were just floating.
I was eating a cheeseburger, and then I realized something was off. That was when I realized my nuts were floating.
What?
That's it.
Okay, so we got the dick-sucking devil and the testiclops.
Testiclops.
It's the testiclops, the little cyclops that runs up.
Is
just
he,
like,
is
and
he
just,
eating
like,
a cheeseburger, like, in the tub, and, like, his nuts are floating up? Like, what's happening?
No, I think it's, like, in the air, just like, whoa.
Here we go. My garbage can smelled like yogurt. but I haven't been eating yogurt. What the fuck? Where did the yogurt come from?
Okay, that is kind of scary.
The yogurt, man.
That means there's something sour in there.
Or someone else has been using your bins, and you're like, ugh.
Okay, here's actually a legendary one.
Great. This is, I know. I feel like I know what's coming.
Legendary.
This is one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. Barry loved to play in the snow, but so did the meatworm.
Oh my God!
Not the one I was expecting.
The meatworm is a famous one.
Got it.
The meatworm.
I actually fucking love that.
You love the meatworm?
I love the idea of a meatworm because it makes me feel so disgusted.
What do you think a meatworm is? It like a
it reminds one of those me of like the centipede, like the human centipede. Like I feel like the meatworm's like,
but it's all like fleshy.
Do you think the dick sucking devil accidentally mistook it? He's like, oh yeah, gross, that's a meatworm.
The meatworm's like, get out of me.
The meatworm's just smoking a cigarette and be like, that was nice.
Yeah,
that was nice. I'll add your soul to my worm pockets.
Oh, you have the devil's soul. So you can either win it by beating him in a violin competition, or he has to think you're a dick that he just wants to house.
Violin? The meatworm has no hands to play violin.
Okay,
knife guy's so, like, hey, what about me? Hey.
Cuts all the strings. He's like, oh, again.
I thought I had the biggest penis of all.
Here we go.
Then I saw the penis ghost.
Okay, these are teenage boys.
Now we have our sitcom. We have the dick-sucking devil, the testiclops,
the
penis ghost, and knife guy. Knife guy's the neighbor that walks in and is like, got any knives? And everyone's like, hey!
Penis ghost like, you finally made it.
Sorry, okay. I'm late.
This next one is incredible.
Okay.
I'm going to have a hard time reading this without laughing. I'm going to do it. I'm the one that always knows when you've got uncovered toes. Whilst asleep, I'll uncover your feet. Then those tasty treats I'll eat.
Oh! Okay, this is actually really scary.
Okay.
Because it's a known thing. You cannot have your feet out. You guys know right?
Because
they'll be
out.
Grabbed and pulled underneath the bed.
And then the tasty treats he'll eat.
Oh, he's a foot guy. He's got a foot fetish.
Yeah, he's just like...
That's why I was like, I wonder if this is going to do anything for anyone at the table.
He's on Wikifeet.
The dick-sucking demon's like, you're gross, man.
Yeah.
You're
that's
fucked
fucking
up.
Disgusting, dude.
You're awful.
Have some respect.
Okay, Damien?
Yes. Is it time?
Really excited. It is time.
It's time. Great.
This one's famous. This is the legend of bad two-sentence horror. And it's a bunch of them, so we'll just keep
here
it going.
Here we go.
Get ready.
It almost feels like Christmas, except I've got no eggnog. Thankfully... I can just milk some more from my creature.
I love that. I love that. Ew.
The creature, yeah.
The creature, here we go. My kid asked me where the sun came from. I didn't have the heart to tell him it came from my creature in the backyard.
Oh, that one's brilliant.
Yeah,
like
right?
Sun and sun.
Yeah.
Oh, is
you
it S-O-N?
You guys get that, right? Like
it's
sunshine.
S-U-N to begin. My kid asked me where the sun, S-U-N, came from.
I thought they were just being absurdist.
I think that's what they meant, and they even kind of fucked up.
I think
in
it's like, yeah, they fucked
it's
it
so
up.
So bad it's good. They wronged themselves in a right town.
Yeah.
Hey, chef, I called into the kitchen. My meal began being prepared by a creature.
Is this the same person writing Creature?
And then I found a tweet. I found a tweet that's like Gordon Ramsay on Kitchen Nightmares. Where are you getting this eggnog? Staff, we milk it fresh from the creature every day. Gordon, fuck me. They milk it from the creature. This place is going under.
Oh, fuck me. They milk it from the creature. Fuck.
He says fuck me. Creature, the devil busts in. Dick, 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 dick.
Mind if I fuck you?
Oh, the creature.
What do y'all think the creature looks like when you hear this? Because I've got a very specific image in my mind.
Hunched over.
Hunched over for sure.
Yeah.
Just really, not fully sad, just almost like, just kind of just like.
Yeah, like loose bottom, like nude colored.
Amanda, this is crazy because we're describing the same thing.
Really? Okay.
Okay, in my mind.
This actually gets scary if we all have the same exact vision.
Oh, this is like a Candle Cove situation. Are you familiar with creepypasta, Amanda?
No.
We'll get into that on a different episode.
Oh, that is? Okay. Yeah, I would love to come back and talk about creepypasta because this is basically a bite-sized version of something known as creepypasta.
Yes.
So this is like a different spin-off, and now it's a parody of that. But anyway, I think of the glob glow gob glob. as the creature. If you haven't seen that meme before, look it up after
so
this.
So you envision the creature as actually being scary.
No, the glob 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 is not scary.
It's not scary. Okay.
He's not scary. He's fleshy, he's hunched over, and he's just sort of like nebulous and bulby.
And he's got two hands, and his, and I feel like his this is a little out, and he's got really droopy, kind of sad
That's
eyes.
That's the glob glob glob.
I imagine him
no hair.
Of, I imagine, yep. Yeah, no hair. I kind of imagine like he has the expression of if he worked at a DMV.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Like, and a sloth mixed.
And he doesn't really like, he doesn't really react to much. He doesn't do anything.
Yeah. Just,
but you can milk him.
He's filled with eggnog.
Sure. Well, that's what it is. Because I think, like, it's the kind of thing where, like, spine-wise, musculature-wise, there's not a whole lot going on. But he is very bulbous. And you just find that, like, whatever you need there. And maybe that's where the yogurt came from, too.
That's also... It's probably the yogurt one ties into these creature stories.
I think probably.
I have a couple that I found, like, earlier today.
Okay. Are you having fun? Because I'm having a great time.
I'm having this is so a little much fun. I love this podcast. Yeah, let's talk about keels.
Great.
I went to the beach that makes you old. I got old.
I hate that.
Shyamalan
fell off. I hate that. I hate it, and I hate that.
It's foreshadowing, though. The first sentence is like, oh, he's going to the beach that makes him old. I wonder if he's going to get old.
I got old.
And then he did.
That was that movie.
This one, I think this one was trying to be scary, I think. Father, I have made two new friends today at school, said my daughter, handing me a picture she drew of them. Hey, wait a minute. These are the O'Hank brothers who are wanted for child murder but have eluded me, the chief of the police, for a year. And now so I'm especially worried about your brother who doesn't seem to be with you, I replied.
Okay, that is a fucking paragraph.
There's no way.
I don't know, man.
Come on. That person stole that from like an excerpt from like a episode of a crime drama.
Yeah.
As long as that explanation took, that's as long as that fucking two-sentence horror took.
Then, so you know what? I take everything back I said about semicolons because that could have used some.
That could have used five.
And also he had a gun and also it was a
I
monster.
Felt this way.
Yeah.
Here we go. It's only five night. It's only five night, Freddy Fazbear. You're just clearly not.
That's the end.
You're not familiar with Five Nights at Freddy's, so that doesn't scare you.
I'm not scared at all.
Well,
no. It would if you...
If you knew Five Nights at Freddy's, it would scare you so much.
Really?
I'm pissed.
I'm peeing.
Oh, because they're... What?
I was walking alone in the cornfield, sentient scarecrow. No, you're not.
I love that one. And I'll tell you why, because as much as I like clowns and stuff, scarecrows way more.
Scarecrows are awesome.
No, I think scarecrows are terrifying.
Really?
They are scary, but in like a cool way. But scarecrows can also be funny, like Wizard of Oz.
He was so sad.
Yeah,
no,
actually,
he was happy.
He was the one character where like all of his innards kept falling out.
That's
any other
true.
Character, if all their innards fell out, that'd be not a movie for
children. I don't know, he's like a grown ass
well,
man.
Well, Tin Man, it would just be like robotic stuff.
Yeah.
What if it was human organs?
That's literally what I'm saying. Like, name another movie that you're like, oh, this is fun, where all their whole thing is their innards keep falling out.
Yeah, but he's made of straw, so it's not
You're
as
made
bad.
Of people, me.
I don't know. That's I think fair. Scarecrows are scary, man.
Are you a crow? Or any corvid?
Oh, that's true. I never thought about that.
You might be a blue jay.
I think I'm definitely a blue jay.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, I'm
that's
a blue jay.
Yeah. But no, I love scarecrows. They're very sweet. I do, however, I have made friends with crows, so I can't have a scarecrow.
Yeah.
What are your crows' names?
The only one that visits me regularly,
is
I've
counting?
Named her.
Crows?
No, that's not
Now
name,
we're demonetized.
Girl. I've named her Alice, the one that visits me regularly. She's been
Go
waiting
ask
for me.
Alice.
She's been waiting for me as I walk to my car in the morning. I will hear like a beating of wings and like she'll land on like a power line directly above my car and will wait until either I leave or I go in and get peanuts. But like I can talk to her and say, hey, while I wait for peanuts. She doesn't like hang out and eat the peanuts while I'm there, but she will like. She just waits patiently and comfortably, and it's taken like a couple months to get to that level of comfort.
Can I please talk about the neighbor who's across the way, like, he's talking to the crow again. He's getting peanuts again for the crow. I don't have any crow friends. That's your neighbor.
Yeah, probably.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what I picture when you're telling me that story. Yeah. Someone watching you in the street.
someone on the...
I'll be right back!
The apartment balcony next to me just being like, well, she got that I don't got.
Yeah, exactly.
The answer is
feeling
peanuts.
Jealousy.
That man's got it all. He's got fucking crows, peanuts, everything.
A vehicle.
All I have is a dick-sucking demon that won't leave me alone.
Honey, are you coming back to bed?
In a minute!
In a minute!
In a minute! I have two more here.
Great.
I heard a knock on the door at 3 a.m. I'm on airplane.
Oh, I am so sorry.
I don't get
he's
it.
He's on an airplane. He heard a knock on the door.
Wouldn't that suck?
He heard a knock
Something's
on the door.
Something's outside the airplane door.
At 3 a.m. I'm on airplane.
I'm on airplane?
I'm on airplane. Last one.
You knew
That's
what it
really
meant.
Scary.
Last one.
You knew what it meant.
Hey, guys, I found the penis lair. There was no guys, only the penis men.
Okay, we have created a full story with penis men.
Only the penis men could thwart the dick-sucking demon.
I don't know if they're strong enough canonically.
I actually don't think so either. Come back to bed.
Because they require organization, whereas the dick-sucking devil, like, they're their own unit.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot to handle.
Wow, this was really fun. I feel like we got so I got very inspired.
Yeah.
By this.
Whole wiener pantheon.
So as we were saying earlier, we're doing Dungeons and Dragons.
Yes.
And Damien, you are the dungeon master, and we have just kind of talked about the creature.
Mm-hmm.
The penis men,
mm-hmm.
and the dick-sucking demon. So just keep that in mind.
I'll add them in.
As you are
Please
creating
add them in.
Our universe.
Just so you know, we have only filmed the first two episodes so far. So at the time of filming this, recording yeah. this. So if you see any influence, you know, be sure to comment below in episodes 3 and 4.
And be like, hey,
yep.
saw this on the Smoshcast. Saw the inspiration there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Before we go. I'm so bummed we're out of time.
Yeah, sorry. I took a lot of time about moisturizer, huh?
No.
It's great. You know, we'd like to talk about the characters we like to play and stuff here and want to do that more. But Amanda, your character on Dungeons & Dragons is fucking awesome.
Thank you. My character is named Dolores Paradise, which is a kind of tribute to my old piano teacher who wore straight uh-huh. patchouli. And I found out that she was a lesbian years later, and I loved her even more.
That's awesome.
And she had a bunch of rings. But my character is a halfling warlock, and she's very, very motherly. And she just, to me, she feels like not your typical mom. She has needs and wants.
Mm-hmm.
She also gets a little horny sometimes. Okay. But she really feels this need to protect and take care and make sure everyone's doing well. But she's also discovering her inner wants as well.
I love that. And even in the first two episodes so far, it's been wonderful to watch you, like, play as this character and, like, you just find these. I mean, I'm not surprised because you're such an incredible improviser, but you just find these little nuggets of, like, oh, I think I would explore that in my character, and you take it with you, and it's clear to see that you've put in the work to make the character, but also build as you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm discovering her as I go, because yeah. I don't want, like anyone, I don't want to know all the answers right away.
That's great.
Like, I'm just discovering.
And yeah. for those of you that don't know D&D stuff, a halfling is like a hobbit. It's a Frodo yeah. situation. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Shane has an amazing mm-hmm. character.
Dude, I love this.
It's so much fun. I mean, when we were doing practice sessions and stuff, I was a human druid.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I want to be a druid. I want to talk to animals. I want to turn into animals. Mm-hmm. But as we were talking, you mentioned to me, like, oh, there's also, like, Warforged, and they're, like, robot type of things. And I was like, oh, dude, what if I'm, like, a Beast Wars type of robot?
Mm-hmm.
So I am a giant, like, 8-foot-tall wooden robot that was built up by creatures of the forest. He's not necessarily stupid as much as he's just extremely gullible mm-hmm. and oblivious. You know, kind of a mix of like Drax and Groot from Guardians of the Galaxy. It's so much fun. It's the first time I've really like delved into Dungeons and Dragons, and I'm having a
Ditto.
Blast, man.
And
Ditto.
you have to be really smart and quick on your feet in order to play like stupid and play it well.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, he's not stupid. He's got like this childlike sense of wonder and curiosity because the world is new to him.
Yes, he's but, discovering
like,
a lot.
It's been great, and it's like this vehicle for us to explore yeah. the world as well, because again, a lot of our audience may not know D&D. A lot of people at the table don't know much about D&D, so your curiosity allows us to be like, oh, that's what this does.
And yeah.
so,
already so far, y'all have been nailing it, and I've just been beyond excited. And it's been really fun because I get to like, in sort of the moment, make up these characters that are interacting with you. You know, welcome to this town, this guy's in this town, and like, I'm the guy that guides you around. And every new person that gets thrown at you, y'all have been like taking and immediately being like, okay, understood. That's what that guy does. Great,
yeah.
let's interact. And like, it's just been, it's been a delight. Like, I've played a lot of D&D, and this
so
is some
fun.
Of the most fun I've ever had.
It's so fun. And also, we have Angela and Chance are also
and
part of our mercenary
it.
Group,
mm-hmm.
and they have amazing characters. I'd love to, like, have them come on and talk about their characters.
It's going
to
be cool.
Yeah.
As we move further in the campaign, to have people on, to have you back, and,
yeah.
like, talk about it in more detail. Like, because
yeah.
we just started it. It just,
mm-hmm.
it either, I think it came out yesterday.
Yeah.
In case schedule shift, but pretty sure it came out yesterday.
Yeah.
So check it out. If not, it would be coming out like today or tomorrow, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's just fucking great, and yeah.
It's a lot of fun. It's we're definitely doing our own sort of spin on things. Can I give like the one sentence pitch on what it
Do
is?
It.
Basically, the time that you would think about for D&D of like heroes and dragons and yada yada yada, that just wrapped up. And now everything's back to like relative peace, and there's too many heroes and not enough jobs. So we're a delivery service.
Awesome.
It's basically like after COVID.
Yep. Yeah. Nobody wants to work anymore. Like, yeah.
It's a lot of fun, so go check it out. And this has been a lot of fun here. I hope we didn't scare you too much.
Yeah, ooh. We're so spooky.
We're so spooky.
But we do have one spooky question for you, Damien Haas.
All right.
Who is your favorite Smoshcast host?
Yeah, tell us.
Smoshcast host?
Yeah, between Shane or Amanda.
Who's your favorite Smoshcast host? Go.
Go.
Listen, it has been a long road for both of you.
Incorrect.
Incorrect.
It's Amanda.
Oh my
it's Amanda.
God, it's me.
Obviously.
Incorrect. That is incorrect.
And that is correct. Actually,
no,
that's correct.
That
canonically,
is
Amanda is strongest.
That is incorrect.
Yes.
Thank you so much for watching. We'll see you later. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Get out of here.
Get
comment
here.
Down below what's the scariest creature.
Yeah, and if your creature matches our creature.
Yeah. Thanks. What do you think the creature looks like? Let us know.
There's going to be no comments until we open up, like, see filtered comments. It's going to be like, dick devil. And you're like, okay, got it. Yeah.
Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.